Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it's going to be plenty of sunshine. We'll have a high near 57 degrees. Kenosha right now, 35, 36 in Burlington, also 36 in Milwaukee, 35 in Racine. The Sturtevant Village Board and its Plan Commission approve a conditional use permit for the Real School, did it last night, after a closed session that lasted more than 2 hours and included talks between the attorneys for Racine Unified and the Village. David Hazen, the district's chief operating officer, said that many of the issues that concerned the districts, they were dealt with last night.
All along, the Village has been very positive in terms of supporting the school. Mm-hmm. So I felt we eventually would come to where we're at. I wish it, and now that it's happened, I'm wishing we can get going and start building the school.
Andy believes that they can get things open by this fall. Village President Steve Jansen saying he felt it was time to work something out that both sides could agree to.
We don't want to be caught shorthanded if they have large events. That's the thing. We need to have our police department on the ready just in case, you know, going forward.
Details of the agreement not released last night. Both sides were waiting for the documents to be drawn up by their attorneys. Fire late last night to a home at 1607 Russet Street in Racine. It may have started in the basement with a tanning bed. The owner calling 911 about the fire. A news release from the department says three occupants tried unsuccessfully to extinguish the flames before crews got there and knocked them down, first from a basement window, then inside, going in to take care of the rest. Site was turned back over to the owner early this morning. One of six occupants to a home at 29 Oregon Street in Racine early this morning needed some medical care. There was a fire call there, a suggested fire in the kitchen with smoke and flames observed. Responding crews and police told while they were on the way about difficulty for some of the occupants in getting out. Everybody did get out safely. What caused the fire and the damage estimate, those are still pending. A Kenosha police officer who punched a man who was seeing his wife while on duty last New Year's Eve outside of a hospital, he's being recommended for dismissal from the force by the chief. In court this week, Kendall West pled guilty to a pair of disorderly conduct charges to the incident and got fined $1,000. West also now facing disciplinary termination in a filing by Chief Dan Muskinis to the Police and Fire Commission. It's a 15-page complaint. It includes information about another reported encounter between West, again while on duty, with his wife and a man at a local motel Christmas Eve. West's lawyer says his client, who is an Army vet and is being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder, plans to challenge the termination. A hearing on that is set for April the 20th. Race, Equity, and Inclusion, a leadership program to accelerate results in Racine. It ties into educational efforts by the Higher Expectations Group, which is led by Executive Director Jeff Neubauer. He talked to the Common Council about it this week, how reduction of racial disparities covers the kindergarten years to high schoolers and job searching. Says it's a proactive, thoughtful, national best practice process.
Which can begin building capacity among a cross-section of members of our community. And we're very blessed to have these national groups supporting us.
Meanwhile, Council Action allowed combination of $15,000 in PD funding from last year to be combined with $5,000 this year for the initiative. Charges filed against a Racine woman accused of firing a gun during a dispute with her husband while three of their kids were in the next room. Racine police called to a home on Taylor Avenue investigating a domestic dispute. They found two shots had been fired in a bedroom during an argument, neither bullet, though, penetrating the room where the children were located. Meanwhile, 32-year-old Latoya Lewis, charged with attempted intentional homicide, first-degree reckless endangerment, and misdemeanor counts of battery and possessing marijuana. 24-year-old Michael Langston of Kenosha will be sentenced May the 18th for his guilty plea conviction to first-degree reckless homicide in reference to the drug overdose of a friend. The victim, 34-year-old Shane Bork, died from what court records show was a combined overdose of cocaine and heroin. Also charged in the case, 30-year-old Bruce Lakes, who admits only being in Bork's trailer at the Oakwood Mobile Home Park on January 13th. Plea agreement calls for a recommendation of no more than 6 years from the Kenosha DA's office. The judge, though, has the final say. And the general manager of Racine's Baton International Airport is once again on the hunt for whoever crashed a vehicle into the metal fence a week ago on the curve to North Green Bay Road at the southwest corner of the property. Dave Mann finding enough debris, including a mirror from the passenger side, to get an auto parts dealer to help identify the vehicle as a Toyota Camry. Anybody with information to help identify the responsible party, ask to call Baton Airport at 262-631-5620 or send an email to operations@batonairport.aero. That's A-E-R-O. Crash is the second this year, but one of many over the last several years on that same curve. Well, if anybody asks new Village of Rochester trustee Doug Webb about his election win, don't be surprised if he simply smiles and says it was in the cards. Webb and Robert Gerber each ending up with 256 votes Tuesday night, setting up a decision at last night's Board of Canvass gathering in the Village Hall. Both men agreed to draw a card from a group of 10. Webb had the higher value. Gerber telling the Journal Times he's still considering a possible recount. New voting equipment for Racine County and its 17 municipalities going to be in place for the spring 2018 election to meet the mandate of the federal Help America Vote Act, the county coordinating purchases along with reimbursements. At the Government Services Committee meeting, County Clerk Wendy Christensen explained the new equipment will mainly be noticed with the faster gathering of ballots in the reporting process. The ImageCast Evolution device, one of just a few that has the needed state certification. She notes, though, it's one unit versus separate pieces of equipment currently, but still with an optical scanner involved.
It reads filled in ovals like a standardized test would use instead of the connect the arrow like we have now, and it still meets the HAVA-compliant laws that the federal government requires for someone to be able to vote independently. And what it does is it marks a ballot for someone using a keypad. There's no longer going to be a touchscreen machine, but what will be one of the things that will be nice is at the end of the night we will get one set of totals and they transmit wirelessly through cell tower service.
Christensen indicating the current voting system still ties into phone modems, which are ancient with today's technology.
Right now we are using old-fashioned modems, and when the county went to digital phone service, modems are analog, so it takes longer for those results to come in. Sometimes they do time out and they have to be resent because it's got to convert that information in order to bring it into our system.
Talks with municipalities over the last year or so included individual cost, how each will pay for it, and how many devices the county should seek as the sole source purchaser. There's no general election this fall. Christensen looking at delivery of the new voting equipment by perhaps October, followed by setup, testing, and training. The county board will take up the resolution on it, first and second reading, next week. Race for Racine mayor could turn into a rather wide open affair leading up to the primary, another familiar name now popping up in the conversation. Retired police officer, Hispanic community activist, and one-time school board member Wally Rendon indicating that he plans to run. Two announced candidates so far, State Representative Corey Mason and former school board member and president Melvin Hargrove. No date for the election can be scheduled by the Common Council until Mayor Dickert's resignation date is known. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss going to hold some budget listening sessions on the governor's spending plan. Mark it down for April 17th, that is a Monday. Senator Van Wongard will be there with him. Sessions are going to be an opportunity to hear from the folks in Voss's district, as well as from Senator Wongard's district, which is parts of Racine and Kenosha counties. First listening session on the 17th will be at the Burlington Veterans Terrace, 3 to 4 p.m., then at Community State Bank in Union Grove from 5 to 6 p.m. The final listening session from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.